How did this band start? What is your foundation?
Yeah, well, I'll go ahead and kind of give the rundown of how we started. So I had played in a band previously called Crosswalk. We traveled around, played for, I don't know, 10 or 12 years or so. A lot of opportunities with that, you know, but that kind of ended and that door kind of closed. And I went on to nursing school. I was like, you know, well, if I didn't make it by a certain point, I'm going to do something else. So I went through nursing school, started working. And then I seen a couple other people start playing music again. And I was like, you know what? I think I really want to play the music again. I used to be a worship leader and that's all great, but I really love going out and playing, you know, and worship is great and it's awesome, but I really love going out and playing music. And I said something to my son-in-law, Jordan, who played bass for us, and asked him if Jared, our guy on the worship team at church and somebody that Jordan was really close with, and I knew he was a really good guitar player. I was like, man, let's see if Jared wants to play. And he said he will, absolutely. And I was like, well, I got a drummer. It's our old roadie for our other band, which is my little cousin. He used to play drums in church and then fill in with the other bands sometimes. We got together, started practicing, and we played like one show, I think, or about a month. And then Jordan and Dana wants to play, and kind of that missing piece that we needed. And a wonderful piano player, great songwriter, vocals, you know, I mean, wonderful, and just added so much to what we did.
Thanks, Davey. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
I was on the flip of that, it's kind of funny because we had a pretty low like Sunday where we were going to have a lot of people out, and Davey hadn't really played with the worship team yet, and he came to play, and it was one of those things where it just kind of felt like it was, I don't know, it just worked. Like when we would harmonize, it just worked. And I honestly, like, yeah. I was praying, I was like, God, you know, I've always wanted to do something like this. And they started this band. If, you know, if it's something that you want me to do, like, have them ask me. And they did ask me. And it was just one of those, like, oh, really? Yeah, of course I want to do it. That's like, I hoped to do it, you know?
You had already talked to God about it before they ever asked you.
Sure. Yeah. And I don't know that I've ever really mentioned
that's awesome.
Davey before.
No, you never said that. Yeah, I didn't know
the
that.
First rehearsal that you all had it at the church after church one day. And I asked Robbie, I was like, hey, what are they doing? And he was like, oh, they started a band. And I was like, oh, I want to be in a band.
Well, that is amazing. So God obviously heard that. He heard that in your heart then. Yeah. That's
absolutely
fantastic.
That's
and
awesome.
You guys, yeah, you guys do have amazing harmony for people that I thought you had been singing together for years. So
yeah,
been like 2 years.
Yeah. And I'm glad she can harmonize because I cannot harmonize. So she sings with me. Basically, you know, so I've always sung lead. And
when you're trained to be a leader, you kind of
so I don't hear the harmonies like Hannah does, and it adds so much.
You know, people that are good at harmonizing have always been amazing to me too. It's like they they can just hear what that should sound like, and that's a really a big talent, Hannah.
Absolutely.
That's a huge talent. Have you always done that?
I think probably when I was Around my middle school years, my aunt, she led worship at the church that I grew up in, and she was always avid about like having us younger girls like sing with her and stuff when we would do like youth nights. And she kind of started like showing some of us that you could harmonize. And then I remember also like listening to like, I don't know, like old Casting Crowns like CDs and stuff, because I've always thought that they just like those girls are just they're great, and so
They
they've
are.
always harmonized so beautiful. And so I would like listen and I'd be like, oh, maybe I can do that. And so I think, but once I kind of got it, it was one of those things that just was like, okay, this makes sense to
It
me.
made sense to you.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And so how did you get the name Chasing Judah? How did that happen?
Well, when we started, we were, just like every band does, you go through that, like, oh, well, what are we going to be called? And of course we had a million names, and everybody was throwing names in the pot. And I just was like, hey, well, what about Chasing Judah? I threw it in the pot, like I was saying, just about Judah is praise, and then and then chasing, like with the United Pursuit, like I was talking about a minute ago. And so I was like, well, what about Chasing Judah? And then we everybody was like, oh yeah, I like that. That sounds good. And then we looked it up, and there was like nothing, like everything was open, websites, Facebooks, everything. And it's just Chasing Judah on everything, and nothing was taken. So I was like, well, perfect.
I really
Works
am
out great.
shocked. I'm shocked that that wasn't taken.
Sure.
Because people don't realize how hard it is to get those no name
Oh
domains.
yeah,
Oh, it's so hard.
absolutely.
You have no idea
Absolutely.
who might come up with something similar or exactly the same. There's so many brands on the earth, and we somehow.
So that was meant to be. Yeah, those name domains. And if you check it, so here's my experience. If you check it to see if it's available and then you don't snag it right then, GoDaddy will go buy it and charge you $150 for a $12 domain. So I always, that's my advice to people. I'm like, don't check it until you're ready to buy it. Because if you check it,
For sure. Yeah,
right. So,
immediately went and claimed like everything for it at the time.
yeah.
Yeah. When they use
I
the name.
got emails. Well, I think Gmail,
Right.
the Yahoo, whatever, Facebook, TikTok,
Ever
Instagram.
got it all.
Yeah, got it
So
all.
you guys are everywhere. If people just go to any social media and type in Chasing Judah, boom, there you are, right?
For X. We don't, I mean, we have it, I think, but we don't really use it.
I don't either. Yeah, I don't either.
But
I
we're
didn't
on.
like it when it was Twitter, and I still don't. I thought I might, and I gave it another shot when it became X, and I'm just like, yeah, just ain't, I'm not a fan of this.
Don't love it. So,
so ha albums. Let's talk albums. Are you working on one? You're gonna do one. What are we? We're look. What do we have to look forward to?
our debut album we recorded in Nashville, with Jared's best friend Matt Koziol, who is a rising country artist. He's been opening for some pretty big guys lately, like 49 Winchester, stuff like that. And so they became friends while Jared was working at Guitar Center down there years ago. And Matt had gone to a writer's round and met Matt Odmark, both of Clay, years ago, and they became really good friends. And so whenever we were like throwing around ideas and stuff of like, how should we record music? Who should we ask to do it? Jared was like, I don't know why I've not thought of this. I need to just have my friend Matt produce us. And so he did. And then we were, able to get studio time, and Matt Odmark from Jars, well, studio time at the Jars of Clay studio, Gray Matters. And so he was able to, get us some time during the week where we could get in there and he could produce it for us. And Matt Odmark did the engineering for it as well. So,
Now, was that Was that your first album, either of you, or was it your first experience, studio experience?
It wasn't everybody's. Yeah. Davey had been in the studio before. I had not.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd recorded three or four albums previously with my other band, but this was the first time we had been able to go down to Nashville and record. It was just a fantastic experience. You know, we're sitting there with Matt Oldmark with Jars of Clay, and there's two Grammys sitting up on the shelf. It's just, I think there was one time he goes, "Can I make a suggestion?" And we're like, "According to those Grammys you got up on the shelf, you can tell us to do whatever you want." So, you know, but it was wonderful, you know, being able to go down and record.
I love Jars of Clay. Of course, that's, you know, you have OG, yeah. You know, you have to be old Gen Xer, listen to contemporary Christian music back in the absolutely. DC Talk days.
They play Flood everywhere though. Cause you know, it crossed over into mainstream. You can walk in a restaurant and hear Flood playing on the radio. It's so funny.
Yes. I love them. So how did you enjoy that? Your first experience, Hannah?
It was incredible. When I was a kid, I had my guitar teacher like record something small for me. And so that was literally like, other than that, like this was my first experience seeing it all. And it was just, it blows my mind. Like that you can just have like everything plugged into this like little board that they can track, you know, from different rooms. And like, there at that studio, the drums are downstairs, so you don't even like see them. It's just, it blows my mind. And it was cool. I got to, I played like the regular keys parts on piano, and then Matt layered on like some Rhodes and stuff like that. And then getting to do the vocals was really cool too. Which we recorded final vocals at Davey's house, actually, in that room right there. Yeah. But we did all the scratch tracks at the studio. So like that stuff was really neat. So
yes.
That is, what a dream come true. So you guys are, well, first off, before we talk about what you're doing and where can find you, let's talk about this. You were on the CCM Cafe. I saw you and I was so excited. So how did that come about?
So there's some local bands in the area that we've played with before, and they had been on before. And actually another little band that somebody I went to high school with, they had been well. And so I think, you know, Greg or somebody just mentioned like, "Hey, like, you know, do you think they would have us on?" And they were like, "Yeah, you should just like reach out." And so we reached out to Brandon Woolham, and he's just fantastic. You know, they have, you know, the biggest signed bands on there, but they also have independent artists like us. And he was really kind and just so easy to work with. And it was a great experience overall. They were all really nice people.
He is a really good guy. Well, let's, and he's good. So if anybody's watching this and has an indie band, you know, reach out to Brandon. He's good about working with people. So let's watch that right now.
Hey, we're Chasing Judah here at CCM Cafe. This first song we're going to do is called Hold On Tight. It's a song I wrote quite a few years back, I guess. Just about when, you know, you're at the end of your rope there, you just hold on tight and God's got you. So it's called Hold On Tight. Come unto me, all you who are weary, I'll give rest, for my burden is so light. Give you my best, everything I have, hold nothing back from you. All that I ask is that you love me too. Oh, and now is the time. Stand and be counted. So stand, be strong. Don't back down,
even when you fall. Hold on tight, don't let go, don't give up, don't grow cold, hold on tight. Tomorrow will come, you just wait and see. Where tomorrow brings hope, that will surely be. God's promise is true, you must do your part. The righteous not forsaken, nor seed begging bread. Oh, and now is the time. Stand and be counted. So stand, be strong. Don't back down, even when you fall. Hold on tight, don't let go, don't give up, don't grow cold, hold on tight. Hold on tight. Hold on tight. Hold on tight. So stand, be strong. Don't back down, even when you fall.
Incredible. And you said you wrote that song some years ago, Dave?
Yes. Yes. I wrote that when I was with the previous band. But and honestly, it's been probably one of my favorite songs that I've ever written. I wrote it at a time too, when I needed to hang on. Yeah. It was just, I think I probably wrote it in like 10 minutes or something, it was kind of one of those where it just, maybe longer than 10, maybe an hour, I don't know, but it was kind of one of those ones that just kind of came.
You didn't have to go back and overthink it or rework it.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
It was what it was supposed to be.
Yeah. So you guys write most or all of your songs?
Yeah, we write them all. Yeah,
all of them. Yep.
And who does songwriting? Is that like collaborative with everybody in the band, or you have one or two people that do more?
Me and Hannah usually will do the lyrics and maybe like the basic melody. Usually, like if Hannah brings something, she'll have a basic melody, and then it's really me, Hannah, and Jared are the main songwriters. We'll get that basic melody, and then we'll just like, okay, let's see what fits. And we kind of go from there. Yeah.
Right. Jared's really good about like bringing like a groove, or if he listens to one of us sing something, he's really good about being like, would this work with this? And, he's always been really good at that. Or sometimes he'll send us a lick, and we'll be like, oh, like I think I've got something for that. Like that's actually how we wrote Wildflowers. He literally just texted us this little lick on guitar, and I just kind of started singing the chorus over it just on the fly driving, I think back to work from lunch one day, and I was like voice memo into my phone, and I was like, hey, what do y'all think about this? And they were like, yeah, that's it. Like that's what we should do with that lick or whatever. So it's different each time. And then, we've got what, seven songs on our record?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah, there's like about there's a few of them where, Davey had brought those in, and like we didn't like write those as a group, but we definitely like put like our own spin on it. So it may be a little than what he like originally, wrote it to like or whatever. But then Wildflowers and like Need You Tonight and You Were Mine, we all kind of like finish those out,
Right.
as a band and stuff.
I think that we'll end the podcast. We'll go out. I'll have the editor drop Wildflowers in because I love it.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite songs
Yeah, me
that we
too.
do. I love that song.
Me too. I love it. So I think we'll stick that in the end. But so what will you guys, are you touring right now? Are you doing churches? You have a schedule that people can find you?
You should be able to find everywhere that we're going to be on our website. I actually need to go and update some of our most recent dates, but you should be able to go to chasingjudah.com and find where we're going to be at. We are going to play at that. There's this little place in Bloomfield, Kentucky, that's actually owned by Linda and Jerry Bruckheimer, which is crazy. They own like a bunch of that area, but we play there. We always like to say that like we're going to be who we are no matter where we play.
Right.
And so we play at this little tavern. It's got like a bowling alley and ice
Oh,
cream
ice cream.
and restaurant, great food. And so we play there from time to time. It's just nice, we'll play a bunch of covers, but we also play our own music,
Yes.
which is like our originals, at least half of them talk about faith and stuff.
Right. Sure.
We plan there. And then we're doing a big event. It's like a big fundraiser event for Celebrate Recovery in the area, which is going to be in September, and it's going to be at one of the Southeast Christian Church campuses
Okay.
in Louisville. And so we're pretty excited about that one as well.
Okay. Yeah, I wish that I need you guys to branch out and come more toward Florida so I
Well,
can catch you.
this booking.
we definitely will, for sure.
Yeah. We I had had on the podcast a group called All Together United. I don't think it's aired yet. We're running behind on getting those
Sure.
out, but well, I mean, we're not running behind. It's just that we have a backlog. But anyway,
Sure.
so,
We're only putting out so many of them ever so
right.
often,
Ever
so.
so, see, we're supposed to be doing it every week, but I might accidentally be in the middle of a midlife crisis. We won't talk about it. Okay. But we, Chad Hampton is the drummer, and he wants to start a Christian music festival, maybe a couple of them. And he's talked about, because I have 10 acres down here. And he had talked
Oh,
about, and
yeah.
so he's contacted me about having like a Christian music festival where we had like maybe a couple headliners and then the rest indie artists to give the indie
Yeah.
artist like a draw. And then we've also talked about having a Christian indie, like in a Christian station, a radio station just for indie artists. And those are all really
Awesome.
great ideas, but there's only one of
Yeah.
me. That's what I told him. So if you guys want to jump in and help, you should DM me because I have plenty. If y'all looking for extra jobs, I have so much that needs done.
Many jobs.
Plenty of jobs that needs done. Yeah, but I mean, they're all great ideas, but I do, God sends me all these phenomenal indie artists, and I'm like, I would love to start like these festivals and radio stations to have
Sure.
something
Like, I
give you
just want
guys
to be people
exposure.
all in the same spot.
Right. To give everybody exposure, right? Like, I think that would be
Yeah, that'd be
fantastic.
great.
But yeah, well, we'll see. We'll pray about it. If you think about it, just pray. Say, God, give her strength and some extra time. Like,
Absolutely.
I need some extra time. Okay.
Oh,
Well, I
yeah.
appreciate you guys coming on, and I'm going to let you go and thank you for your patience. This is, I don't know what, and you know what? We have Starlink, and I can tell that it's a little laggy, but
Yeah.
I hear it thundering outside, and we have Starlink internet.
Oh,
Weather.
gotcha.
Yeah. Gotcha. And that's out here in the country, Starlink's the best. That's what we got. And it actually works fantastic most of the time. But when it's storming, you know, what you gonna do? So all right. Well, I appreciate you guys so much. And I'm so excited to watch and see what God is going to do with Chasing Judah, because I know you guys have big things.
Yeah. And we're in the middle writing now. So we're hoping to get in the studio the first of the year.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so we'll have another one. But we can find your other ones on Spotify. It's on YouTube. It's on Apple Music. It's kind of everywhere. I know I've personally listened to it on YouTube and Spotify. I assume it's on Apple Music. Yeah. So
YouTube is so helpful because it definitely pays a little more.
What is it, YouTube?
That YouTube streams pay a little bit more. And then Apple streams are a little bit more. And then obviously if you go buy it on Apple, that's always like,
that's always the best. That's
absolutely.
Purchase on Amazon as well. Actually,
do you guys do TikTok?
I do. Yeah.
I think TikTok pays pretty good too. If you can get, you have to get in there, but I had somebody tell me that TikTok actually pays out pretty good.
If you can hit the amount of followers to where you can start monetizing, you're looking pretty good. It's just getting to that point. It's
getting there. So what I'll do is I try to follow all my artists that I have on. So I'll follow you on TikTok. So it'll just say Ash's 613, I think. And so, all right. Well, thank you guys so much. I'm so excited. I have wanted to have you on since last fall. So it's taken me a minute.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, I love you guys. Bye-bye. We'll see you soon. Bye.
I don't Bye-bye. Think the way you do, but hey, pal, what's it to you? My brain's full blast till I trip into bed. I've been chasing memories. I've been picking wildflowers, hanging them upside down on